Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Liber. I've got a good question and answer here. If you have a question, you can always go to the Ask Cindy on the front of Liber.com. You don't need to be a customer. I don't know another website on the internet where somebody that's not a customer can ask a professional dog trainer a question and usually get an answer within a day, at the most 2 days. But this is a good one. I'll read it first. Hi, Cindy. My dog is 1.5 years old. It's a German Shepherd who has begun chasing his tail over the last 6 months. It's gotten so bad that whenever the energy changes in any way in a room, he immediately jumps up and starts spinning wildly in a circle. And even so, sometimes he growls to himself as he does it. He needs a psychologist. Anyway, he's a great dog overall and has no other personality issues of any kind. Our vet has no idea what to do. Any thoughts would be great, and we would appreciate your help. Good question, huh? I've seen that in dogs more than I care to think about. Cindy's answer is, good morning. This is a tough issue to tackle if you have a dog that's doing this for a number of months. Is it possible to interrupt it once she starts doing it? If so, how do you get him to stop? Now, I'm going to interject here. Sometimes Cindy will take a question like this, and if she doesn't feel she's got enough information, she will send a question back to this person, and then it'll be the responsibility of the person to answer the questions back to Cindy, and then she'll be able to go on. So I'm going to go on. She says, have you tried keeping him on leash and redirecting him to another activity when you see the signs that he's going to start to jump up and bite his tail? Will he respond to obedience commands once he started chasing the tail? Good question. She can't just assume that the dog is trained. If the dog jumps up, starts chasing his tail, my guess is if it's your dog and you say, Fido down, he ain't got it down if he's chasing his tail. It's more interesting. I would micromanage this dog all the time and always keep a leash on him in the house. If he doesn't already know how to go to a designated bed to lay on it, then I would work on that and give him an alternative behavior. Example, go to your bed and stay there. If he obeys the obedience command, he can't chase his tail. So you've got to think about this because there's layers to this problem. Number one, redirect him. Number two, do you need to do more dog training with him? So is he injuring himself or biting his tail while he's spinning? It's a good question that this person's going to have to write back and tell Cindy about. If you're unable to interrupt him because he's chasing his tail or he's doing this more often than it might already have crossed the line to becoming a compulsive disorder, I would attempt to identify early stages of the pre-spinning concept. Calmly interrupting with a touch or a sit or a light tag on the line may help. Redirect to a structural activity though, for example, simple obedience, laying on the bed and some other easily performed commands. You could do a hand touch. We have videos on how to do a hand touch. I think they're free on Learbird. I might also suggest a veterinarian behaviorist as opposed to a regular, normal veterinarian. They can help with medical and behavioral problems. Sometimes I'll add to that. This is not that uncommon in certain breeds, and I've seen it over and over through the years with German Shepherds, unfortunately German Shepherds. I hope this gives you a place to start and work with us on this. So then the person that wrote this wrote back, these are great ideas. I will begin implementing them at once, especially keeping him on a leash when I can control him because he does not respond to voice commands once he started spinning, which is I assumed he wouldn't. I wasn't sure if interrupting him would create a psychological problem or an extreme frustration problem. And it could, you're gonna have to find out. He doesn't bite his tail all the times, but he does not seem to damage it in any way when he does grab it. The vet examined him and didn't find any physical disorder of any kind. You've given me so much to work with. Thanks so much for doing what you've done and for answering the questions that you do answer on Learburg. One final thought is this a place where an electric collar might help? I've taken a course on using the e-collar and have used it in the past for training. I realized that this would be a sort of negative use, but I was wondering what your opinion was. This would be interesting to see what Cindy said because I haven't read it yet. I'm not sure about using the remote collar. If he's been conditioned to the remote collar and he understands the remote collar, there may be a use for it down the road, but not in the beginning, not until you get everything else settled out. In other words, basically an example of what she's saying, if the dog, number one, knows the collar, but he doesn't yet know to go lay down in his dog bed, it wouldn't be a good idea to use the remote collar to force him to the dog bed. I might use markers and food to teach him go to the dog bed on leash in the house. So what Cindy is saying is be careful with this, because you can really screw your dog up if you use the remote collar incorrectly. There's a lot to think about here, and too many people jump on remote collars too quickly, and they end up with having dogs that have worse problems than they had when they started doing it. So I'm going to digress here and go back to the Ask Cindy, because I put this out here because it was a good question, and it's an example of Cindy coming out and saying, I need to get more information before I can give you my idea on what you should do.